A few years ago, when I was in the Holy Land, our group walked what is called the Via Dolorosa in Jerusalem, recalling what we heard today in the gospel. It was a very powerful part of our pilgrimage, and an image of that walk of the Stations of the Cross that sticks in my mind was when we were winding our ways through the alley early in the morning so as to be ahead of the shop owners and the shoppers, I noticed a girl of about 7 or 8 years old watching us. I smiled at her. She replied, sticking her tongue out at me, probably maybe afraid. And then I remembered the worst mockery that Jesus endured as he walked his Via Dolorosa, the sorrowful way. The first pilgrims walked that way to identify themselves with the original moment, not to reduce it to a pious legend, nor even to worship the story of one man and his agony, but they did it to stand witness to the story of each person's agony in the world today. The incarnation of Jesus Christ is God's presence in our world. It is not an event of the past. The incarnation is still going on in our own lives. And our call is to join God's dynamic incarnate energy in the world and to be that presence of divine love wherever we find ourselves. A question that comes to us Catholics sometimes is, why do you call this week holy when it has so much sadness, torture, cruelty, and death? It is not because we think that suffering by itself is good. Our God is not a God of suffering so much as a God of love. Neither God nor Christ like suffering. However, they love those who do suffer. They do not like or love tears. However, they love those who cry. They do not love death so much as life. The Father of Jesus is not a God who allows the death of humans as much as a God who resurrects the dead to new life. The cross is a symbol of love and not a glorification of suffering. It is a symbol of love carried to the extreme in a world that is full of hatred and violence. The passion is a revelation of love, of the love that God has for each and every one of us. We can try to live his Holy Week, the week, Holy Week of Jesus, as our own Holy Week, offering up our prayers as an entreaty to our God, whose love embraces every suffering and every darkness that exists.